1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, the Word of God says, "For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." What do you think is important in that verse? Maybe the grace of God? Paul says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." And when I thought about that and just sat back and thought about what he's saying, it just occurred to me that we need to remember that within ourselves every single day. We need to understand that us being saved, a body of believers, that it's only by the grace of God that we are what we are. And that's something we need to just put in our mind over and over and over again. Because it's by the grace of God that we need to understand is the only reason we have anything at all that's worth having. And when we look at ourselves, we need to understand we are absolutely nothing without the grace of God. Amen? So, as an individual, can you say this morning, "By the grace of God, I am what I am"? And it's only because of God and what He has done and His perfect plan. Because without that, you are absolutely nothing. When I thought about that, I can look over the things in my life and see there needs to be a lot of improvement. You don't have to amen that, by the way. But I mean, I can. If I think about the grace of God and who I am without the grace of God, I can honestly look at a lot of improvements that would need to take place. For me to be good in anybody's eyes, there would need to be improvements. Samantha, please smile. She's over here laughing like, "Yeah, you're right." But there does. There needs to be a lot of improvements. It's not hard to take a second and see that within yourself. Would you agree? It's even humbling when you think about it. If you understand it's by the grace of God that you are what you are, it's even humbling if you separate that from the fact of what you are without the grace of God. And a lot of times, it's hard in this world, as selfish and as probably spoiled as we are, to think about that a lot. Because we are a people, a lot of times if you look through in here, we can pretty much find a way to get what we want or do what we want. I mean, if you compare us to other countries and other, I mean, we're a spoiled people. We really are. And so that's even humbling. Now, I can continue to point that focus, to point that the focus is more on me, and I can even try harder when I look at that and try to be better. I mean, if I just, for the second, take the fact of, by the grace of God, I am what I am, okay? And I just focus and I look at the things about myself that aren't good, that I need to better, or things about myself. And if I focus on that, I could probably do better about different things in my life. I mean, we can work at doing things like that, okay? I can continue to the point that all of a sudden the focus, if it's not about the grace of God, the focus becomes on who when I do better? On myself. I can try as hard as I can to be better. Now, I can even accomplish a lot of those things that I see within myself without focusing on the grace of God and do better. But is it ever enough? It's never enough. What if you do accomplish a better working in yourself? What if you do that? Will the one who is seemingly better or more talented or more popular ever be satisfied? Absolutely not. What do you see it in your own life? Think of the people that have accomplished things within themselves and don't realize by the grace of God they are what they are. Is it ever enough? Look at the one who's gone to church all their life. By the way, that's me. And I can tell you, it was never enough Now, I could accomplish things and feel good within myself without thinking about being the grace of God, being I am that I am because of the grace of God. But it was never enough when I don't think on those things. If you're not who you are by the grace of God, you will never get over how awful you are, or you will never get past trying to be better or gain more with what you already think is good. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Whether you see how awful you are, or whether you seem to do better in everything, it'll never be enough if you don't notice, if you're not one who you are by who you are by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul says, but by the grace of God I am what I am. If you're not who you are by the grace of God, there's no peace at all. Now you may think so, or many may think so, because they always try to do better and better and better, and they seem to accomplish those things, but it's never enough. I mean, I think we could say that. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Not on my own. I'm crucified with Christ. By the grace of God, I'm forgiven. By the grace of God, I'm saved. It's by the grace of God that I'm justified. It's by the grace of God that I'm redeemed. None of those qualities I have at all by anything that I've done at all. So it's kind of humbling to think when we can say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Wouldn't you agree? Because without the grace of God, you're absolutely nothing. Nothing. It has nothing to do with any kind of performance. If by the grace of God you are what you are, and there's no performance at all within yourself, you're nothing without that. We need to realize that we are, and I said it last week, we are instruments, okay? And by the grace of God, you are what you are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He that worketh in us, it's not us performing. It was, notice, but the grace of God which was with me. So it's not us performing. It's not, Paul here is not elevating himself at all, is he? Now he said, but I labored. Right? But he's not elevating himself at all. It was by the grace of God that he was what he was. We're not the ones who are exalted. Okay? We exalt the one who what? Paid for our sins. Right? By our labor, we're exalting the one who was faithful. Right? When we notice by the grace of God we are what we are, we exalt the one that saved us, knowing we couldn't be saved any other way. When we recognize by the grace of God we are what we are, and without the grace of God we're nothing, then what do we do as we labor? Is it in vain? No, it enables us to exalt the one who did it all, right? That brings the glory to the one who deserves the glory. We exalt who? Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul does. He exalts Christ. We bring glory and honor to Him. Now Paul in this verse says, we labor. Was it to build a name for himself? Did Paul try to... A lot of people today, in a lot of areas, if you speak to them about the Apostle Paul and him being the minister to the Gentiles, and you make note that they need to understand Paul's epistles for right doctrine, we can make a lot of Paul, can't we? And I think that's okay if we bring it out the right way. Paul says we labor, but Paul didn't do it to build a name for himself. He did it for you to be saved, and notice by the grace of God is the only reason you are what you are, if you recognize the grace of God, which some people don't. Okay? But Paul says, not it wasn't to build a name for himself, It was to exalt God Almighty. It was to exalt Jesus Christ and what He did in you. Because without it being within you, you're nothing. He says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I." Now, if he would have just stopped, "than they all," he would have made a lot about himself, wouldn't he? But he says, "yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. And if we're not careful, as a body of believers, as we learn, as we have a ministry of reconciliation, and as we need to be sharing what Jesus Christ did for us, and that it was only Him and nothing within ourselves, hopefully as an ambassador, these are the things that need to be shared as an ambassador, right? We also need to understand, it's not to make a lot about ourselves, like we know something that you don't know, and you know it's and bring the glory on ourselves. We can't do that. As teachers, as people out in the work field every day, we need to understand that we are what we are only because of the grace of God. Not because we're smarter, not because we can relate it better, not because we have a better understanding, but because we understand the grace of God and who we are without it. It helps us a lot understand that we're no better than that other except by the grace of God. It's important to keep that in mind. Paul says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. Once as a teacher, or as a pastor, or as somebody who's just sharing the gospel, that has the knowledge and the wisdom through the Word of God, once they believe that ability is within their self, you know who's exalted? The teacher, the preacher, the one who's at work sharing these things that he's learned. And the glory is not God's. Amen? And you know what you do? You labor in vain. You got to understand that the issue we forget a lot of times, we become very judging people instead of people who share grace. Is what that will make you extremely judgmental, wouldn't it? Once you think you know more and somebody needs to know what you know, then the glory becomes on you. And you become a judgmental person. What did Romans 14 talk about? Not to bring naught to your brother. And I believe that fits perfect. As a body of believers, where we need to be careful and we need to make sure the issue is that Christ is exalted, and the only reason you know what you know is because of the grace of God. And we need to keep that in front of us. Anybody can do, let's face it, anybody can do good works that wants to, right? There are many that have worked so hard. I look back in the past few weeks through the storms and through things that have gone on. I mean, just there's been times like, I think they showed some clips the other day, and I mean, it was touching to see how people have come out and have helped and through the storms and people that give, besides the storms, through their life all the time. There are a lot of people that do a lot of good things. There really are. There are many that help just by serving others because they love to serve others. And those are good things. Don't quit. Those are good things. Good deeds can always be done. But the issue is of what sort it is. That's the issue. What is the motivation behind it is the issue. Is it to bring glory to yourself? Or by the grace of God, you are what you are? Is God doing it through you? Or you doing it? Or are you doing it to impress yourself or feel good about yourself? Because if you are, and you don't understand that it's only the grace of God that says anything good to me. Right? There's two motivations. A lot of people do a lot of good things, but a lot of times the motivation is their self, and they don't even realize it. because they don't understand the grace of God. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 13. Jamie, you been drinking Anna's water?
No.
She's got like 3 gallons back there if anybody gets thirsty. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Now let's remember, Paul said before this, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." And in 1 Corinthians 3:13 he says, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." Now it doesn't say of how much it is, or what kind it is, but of what sort it is. And the issue, is it to the glory of God, or is it to the glory of yourself by just doing a lot of good things? A lot of people in this life have done a lot of good things, but it'll be burned up. Absolutely burned up. You know what? And I think you put those two verses together, it shows that Paul wasn't trying to impress people by what he did. He was trying to exalt the name of God. And he understood that, look, the only reason this is going on, without him being selfish, is by the grace of God. And he was who he was. Paul said it wasn't him doing this. Now, we mention Paul a lot. We know he was the apostle to the Gentiles. We know that he received the revelation of the mystery. We know that he was given the dispensation of the grace of God. We know that through his letters we find our doctrine for today. I mean, we do make a lot about the apostle Paul. But we also need to be clear, okay? As we do make a lot of the apostle Paul, it wasn't about the man, but it was about the grace of God working in that man. And sometimes I'm telling you, I can be as guilty as him. I get so caught up because it gets exciting to see this thing that was different. I mean, it does. It's exciting when you start noticing, hey, this word makes sense. You know, I can go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and I can read it and I can understand exactly what they're talking about, and it doesn't contradict anything when I read Paul's letters because I don't fit over there. And it's because of what Paul wrote that I understand that. So I do make a lot of Paul. But to make a lot of Paul because it was Paul is one thing. He did a lot of good things, didn't he? He did. But if I make a lot about Paul, then I'm making a lot about the man. Instead, we make a lot about the grace of God that worked in Paul. That's important. Colossians 2:6. Colossians 2:6. This is where it can really get tough sometimes. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." It's the motivation. You do it because you recognize the grace of God and you realize you're nothing else without the grace of God. Because if you walk in any other way, you know what you're doing? You're bringing glory to yourself. You're working, working, working. You'll never be satisfied. You'll always have to do more. Won't you? It's the motivation. It's of what sort it is. See, we need to walk. As I study this, I notice we need to walk in grace one toward another. Okay? We need to walk in grace. When we begin to understand the grace of God, then our judgmental attitude will probably change a lot, won't it? We understand, we put in front of us every day that I am what I am because of the grace of God. I promise you, we'll understand that a lot of times we can be very judgmental people and we can measure ourselves to other people. But understand, the only reason you are anything at all is by the grace of God. It's not you. It's what's in you. And hopefully that will put the motivation so that others can know the grace of God. And I got a feeling sometimes we become very ungraceful people because we don't think about who we are only because of God. Sometimes we become be people that it's because of what we know. If we're not careful, we'll become that just as any other denomination would become that, well, we're Baptist, well, we're Presbyterian, we're, you know, and then the next thing you know, it's, well, I graduated at Dallas Theological Seminary. Well, I went to New Orleans. And the next thing you know, we're just like the rest of the world. There's nothing wrong with more studying. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with trying to get more understanding of the Word of God. But the work of what sort it is the issue that you offer grace. Because if you don't offer grace, you offer judgment. And that's not your issue. We need to walk in grace one toward another. When we begin to understand the grace of God, then our judgmental attitude will change a lot. Knowing as a saved individual that by the grace of God I am what I am. People today are already familiar with judgment. I believe what people need today is grace. I believe they don't understand it. We don't change who we are. I'm not saying that you just become changed and become flippant about things. We still need to stand fast in the Scriptures. I mean, it's important that we don't just say, well, this is not important anymore. We just need to share grace. These things are important. I'm not saying you change what you believe or your doctrine. And I'm not saying that you don't stand fast. We don't become flippant when somebody needs to be corrected in the Scriptures, do we? I'm not saying things like that. But we also need to make sure the very thing that the people around us need is grace. Because here's the thing, when they recognize grace, then they already will recognize who they are. When a person recognizes grace, they will recognize who they are. Do you think? Most people don't recognize grace, and that's why they're working so hard to be better. Or they think, well, I can't do it at all, and they just give up. But if we could come to the point where we could share grace with people, and that people realize that, look, without God's grace, I am nothing. And we can get them to understand that we're on the very same plane they are, except for the grace of God, that they don't understand. Then the issue of us being judgmental of who they are and who we are changes, doesn't it? The mindset changes. And I think we become a people a lot of times that instead of more interested in sharing the grace of God with somebody, we become a people that try to figure out, well, this is why I'm right and they're wrong. And so the whole time, if we're not careful as a body of believers, we're trying to prove who's right and who's wrong. And we're missing a part of the ministration. Part of the ministration is sharing the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God. And we do need to labor. But the only good labor at all is by the grace of God we are what we are. Right? And as I read this, I kept thinking of all the ways. A lot of times, look, I sit in an office at work and I can become very judgmental. I can't tell you, when I studied this, I thought of all the people that come in with their different beliefs or their different aspects on life. A lot of times, my goal is to prove where they're wrong. You know what I'm saying? So the issue is, they don't understand grace. If they understand grace, then these things that we don't agree about aren't even important anymore. But when they understand grace, they're going to start understanding the Scriptures. Right? I think, as a body of believers, we need to make sure that we are sharing grace. That's what Paul shared, is grace. Because he realized, without... The only thing he was nothing. besides God, what God gave them. It reminded me of Romans 14:10 that we studied. I couldn't remember if it was a Wednesday night or a Sunday. But Romans 14:10 says, we'll go ahead and turn to it. I hear some of y'all turn. This was not an easy study for me as I kept digging. Because I'm going to tell you what, I learned a lot that I am not one to offer a lot of grace. I like being right. I do. I guess 20 years of always studying the Scriptures and measuring whether I'm right or wrong, I see a lot of areas in my life where I should have just shared grace. And in Romans 14:10 it says, "But why dost thou judge thy brother?" And this is where Paul is talking about eating meat, not eating meat, because some of these stronger brothers of the faith, they didn't care anymore. They were free. And these others were like, what are they doing? Eating meat? And he's talking about picking them up. And this is, went on in Corinthians. But he says, "But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." By the way, that's believers. And I thought, do you make people or measure people as they have no brother? I mean, as they have no value? That's setting your brother at naught. If we're not careful, a lot of times we'll take a brother or sister that they may be wrong because they don't understand the Scriptures, or they may be weaker in the faith. And a lot of times, I measure them as they have no value. That's bad. That's really... But I'm just being as open as I can be. As I can look back and in knowing the grace message, and because somebody doesn't agree with me, instead of sharing them grace, you know what I do? And they may be saved, they just may not understand all the Scriptures. I make them at naught, of no value. And that means I don't realize by the grace of God I am what I am. I'm no better than they are. It's just by the grace of God. A lot of times it's because there's differences. And we got to remember in closing, we don't live under ourselves. To live under yourself is a selfish way to live. We do have a responsibility. We don't need to labor in vain, do we? We have a responsibility. And I believe that responsibility, as I study this stuff to get into the judgment, okay? But what I see more than anything else is we need to show grace. And if we're not showing grace, then I don't think we realize by the grace of God we are what we are. Now, Paul totally understood. So this week, when you're in your office or you're doing whatever you do, remember, show grace. Just show grace. Don't be so judgmental. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's something I've shared wrong, hey, after service, come up and show me. I need to know. And that's grace, by the way, isn't it? Because you're not calling me out, or you're not... Does that make sense? Show grace. Sometimes you just may know more than somebody else. That doesn't make that person any worse than you are. Don't set it not at your brother. Walk up and love them. Show them grace. See, it's not the work we do. It's the attitude behind the work that we do. It's the motivation of we do what we do, the way we do it. Show grace.